the main findings or the key messages that were identified during the development of the report is that children with disabilities are the most marginalized in the whole world. And this is not only related to developing countries, but also in rich countries as well. And the data is still very poor. So we really need to increase data collection on children with disabilities, because if not, it's very difficult to plan on how to address their issues. And basically, children with disabilities are very exposed to violence and abuse, neglected in institutions, many times separated from their families when they are born, and growing up outside of their families and their communities, making them even more isolated.
So what sort of remedial suggestions the report has made to counter this?
Well, the main action recommended is ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities that was adopted by the UN in 2006. And UNICEF pushes for it, the CRC as well, the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Some countries still need to ratify it. And we have to see children with disabilities with a human rights approach, a human rights lens, and not as an issue of charity. So they are right holders, and they have to have equal access with other children to everything that exists in society, especially services like health, education, participation in things that are related to their own lives, and giving voice to children with disabilities and their families is something critical to make sure that the policies developed for them correspond to their needs.
What about the role of parents? To say that parents of children with disability tend to keep them indoors. What can the parents do to make it easier for them to mix in society?
Yeah, parents tend to keep them indoors when society discriminates them. And that's what is one of the main findings of the report. Children with disabilities are marginalized and they are hidden at home because society has big stigma and discrimination against them. And parents just react to this, keeping their children protected or hidden, not to be feeling ashamed of having a child with disability. In many countries, this is associated with something bad that you did in your past life. So it's just a cycle that you have to break, because it's not only depending on parents. Parents are reacting to something that is very strong in society, social norms that we have to break. So one of the main things that UNICEF is working with, and it's a call for action, is really combat stigma and discrimination, even criminalizing discrimination against children with disabilities and persons with disabilities in general.
Does gender play a role in discrimination?
Yeah, of course. Gender plays a big role. One of the things that we show is that when you have a disability and you are a girl, or when you have a disability, you are a girl and an indigenous person, or any other layer of discrimination, then, of course, this increases exclusion. We work with the equity approach in UNICEF, trying to bring to society and to the system the children that are more excluded because of many different layers of exclusion, poverty, of course, but also discrimination against children with disabilities. Or a girl with a disability will tend to have less access to education, for example. Normally, the girl will stay at home, taking care of the house and not being seen. At the other hand, a girl with a disability is much more subject to abuse and exploitation and sexual abuse specifically, because many people think that they will not react if they have an intellectual disability, if they are deaf, if they are blind, they will not be able to identify the person who is abusing them. So it's a complex cycle of invisibility, and this is also due to the stigma and discrimination they face.